Everybody's, you know, everybody's pretty much upbeat and, you know, kind of still on the same path to where we started. You know, things didn't end up the way we wanted it. But at the same time, you know, we still have games left and we still have to try to finish strong. That's it.
Do you almost kind of wish that you would have gotten the chance to play the Titans maybe at the end of the 2007 season, since they're the team that took the playoff berth you guys deserved?
Not really. You know, it's just the way things pan out. You know, we can't depend on other people to decide our fate. We have to do it ourselves. So, you know, that's pretty much it about that.
What's it gonna, do you think they'll rely a little bit more on you in the running game with the quarterback in there that hadn't played very much?
I'm not sure. You know, I'm not sure. Yeah, I've been in this situation a number of times in my career, and you know, sometimes that's the way it pans out. But you know, I don't really know right now. You know, we still have a balanced attack, and that's what tries to imply and get done on the field is a balanced attack. And I don't know. First day of practice, usually after the first day of practice, I don't know.
Would you like to get them to call your name a little bit more on Sunday?
Well, you know, I think any player out here, you know, Braylonette was probably feel the same way, and Kellen Winslow and Dante Starworth, you know, everybody wants the ball in their hands, but, you know, at the same time, we just have to go with what's called and try to execute it. You know, I'm sure that he'll plan, you know, accordingly and you know, do what needs to be done to try to get a win.
As a player, what's it like to try to adjust to so many new quarterbacks so quickly?
I've kind of grown used to it, but it's, to me, as a running back, usually it's just a, you know, I really can't worry about that. We just have to take up, you know, our part of the offense, you know. It's two dimensions. It's a passing dimension and a running dimension, and I just have to handle my part, and I can't really worry about the quarterback position too much. But we just have to have faith on anybody that's in there, and right now it's Ken Dorsey, and we just have to follow him.
You've known Albert, I guess, back since college days and whatnot, but is this about as good as you've seen him play over an extended stretch?
Well, he plays well all the time. You know, he plays well all the time. It's just, you know, they're having a lot of success there right now, and he's having that opportunity to do what he does best, and, you know, he has to be accounted for, and ever since I've seen him set foot on campus at the University of Tennessee, I knew he was a animal.
What's it like going up against Tim after being, you know, teammates with him at UT?
It's good going up against him. You know, we didn't really play with each other at Tennessee, but he did come when my last year there, and you know, he's very, you know, he's a good guy, and you know, out there on the field, he's just he's a great player, and I just think he got a high motor, and he likes to just keep going and like to dominate at his spot.
What's it like to have a guy like that land on top of you?
It hurts. It hurts. So, you know, you try not to let him land on you, but, you know, a guy like him, that's how he wears the running backs down, and that's how he wears his opponent down, is tackling them and probably falling on them and pushing up off of them when he gets up.
A lot of quarterbacks have been kind of listed as MVP candidates. Is Albert having the kind of year, in your opinion, that he should be among those candidates?
Oh, yeah. He's, you know, I think, you know, he's a force to be reckoned with on that side of the ball. And I think any offensive lineman can say that. And, you know, he has, you know, he plays that caliber ball of an MVP player, you know, and I support him all the way.
Speaking of, I guess, University of Tennessee and your time there, what's your take on the way the coaching change was made and on them hiring Lane Kiffin?
It's business, you know. It's business, and things happen, and you know, in this job, things like that happens pretty much all the time. But unfortunately, you know, with a coach like Phillip Fulmer, you know, the legacy that he have at Tennessee, and all the things that he's done there, you know, he's lived up to it, you know, and he really you know, did his job there, and you know, won games and had some great seasons. But unfortunately, you know, he had a bad year, or maybe a bad 2 years, somewhat. And, you know, they kind of felt like they needed to change. But, you know, I respect Coach Fulmer, and I wish him well, and, you know, I enjoy playing for him.
You think it's a bit tough for a guy going from being coach in the NFL to coach in college? You know much about Kiffin?
Well, you know, I think with college, you know, it's kind of more you're dealing with young guys, you know, and the recruiting game and things of that nature. But in the NFL, you know, you're dealing with more grown men. So, of course, it is a lot different, but see. You know, I don't really know Kiffin's history or anything, but, you know, we'll see how everything pans out.
What kind of challenges have the Titans presented for you personally in the last few years?
The Titans?
Yeah.
Albert Haynesworth. Albert Haynesworth, and, you know, but other than Haynesworth, you know, he has a great group around him, you know, and what he does at the one technique or the three technique, you know, he does his job, but he also has a lot of great players around him, you know, and like a Bullock that I played against since I came in the league, and Javon Curse on outside, you know, these guys, you know, they're you know, they have talent all the way across the board, and I think they just play good team defense.
Well, what's it like when you know? I would imagine their game plan is going to be to stop you. What's that like as a running back when you know the defense is geared to stop you and space is going to be not going to be much of it?
I think you just got to take it with that Baltimore Ravens approach, you know, and that's the approach I take into the Baltimore Ravens game is basically just. You know, you don't have many chances to make a decision on where to go. You just have to be decisive and hit the hole when you see it. You know, and that's it, because it's not going to be big cracks, but, you know, it'll be small ones, but you have to just hit it.
This team done a pretty good job of slowing you down of late?
Who, Tennessee?
Uh-huh.
Well, I haven't really played them that much, but, you know, they, you know, like I said, you know, if you don't, you know, account for Haynesworth and if you let them, you know, dominate the line of scrimmage, then it's going to be a long day.
What's been your impressions of Chris Johnson so far, just from what you've seen of him, maybe on TV or while when you're watching film of another defense?
Chris Johnson.
Titans rookie? Running back?
Running back. Oh, okay. I like him. You know, I like him. I've watched him on film a couple of times, watching other teams, whatever, and, you know, he's a fast guy, and you really just can't let him get to the outside. And because you know he'll turn it on. He's coached by a good running back coach down there in Ernest Byner. He was in Baltimore with me, so I know he's giving them the do's and the don'ts down there. So the guy, you know, he seems disciplined in his runs and his reads, and you know, he's doing well right now.
Jamal, when you look at rushes you've had for negative yardage, is it possible to say how much of it is the defensive line blowing up the play? Versus you not hitting the hole right or something else.
You know, it can be a combination of a couple things. You know, you got to protect the line of scrimmage, and you can't let leakage get through. And a lot of times when you have negative runs, usually it's mostly sometimes a bust. Sometimes it can be a bust or just something that he surprises with. You know, bringing somebody off the edge or a corner or something like that that's not accounted for. So, you know, you can't blame it on the offensive line or my read, but at the same time, you just have to, you know, maybe it's something that we haven't seen or they caught us by surprise or, you know, they caught us in a certain offense that, you know, they ran a defense that, you know, got somebody through.
I realize that Kevin Winslow is hurt this week, but that being said, what's the importance of the tight end position with when he has been healthy up in Cleveland?
You know, he's going to be accounted for. You know, they're going to double him, and he's a great, a big threat, and it's hard to replace the Kevin Winslow right now. And but we do have a young guy in Rucker that, you know, he's a good tight end. He has great hands, and, you know, he showed us some good, you know, spotlight in preseason, and now it's time for him to come up and you know, show what he can do. But you have Steve Hyden also, who's a good tight end, and, you know, we just have to, you know, young guys got to step up and fill that void.
With all the hits that you take on a Sunday, can you describe how you feel on a Monday morning?
Monday morning, probably feel like, I don't know, feel like I just got jumped in the back alley sometimes. So that's mainly how I feel on a Monday morning.
Have guys, peers around the league called you at any point this season or last season and asked you about staph infection? I know at one point there was a problem. There was a problem out there in Berea. Have any guys asked you about that? Wondering about it at their own places?
No. Nobody's asked about that. You know, I don't think. I think, you know, it's just been spoken out about around here. But I think, at most part, I think it happens, you know, in a lot of places around the league. It's just, you know, just not really, you know, heard of, but here, you know, it just was a big case or whatever, but nobody's really called me about that.
Was that something you already knew a little bit about, or have those incidents now educated you about it?
I kind of knew about it already, so I knew about it already. So take the proper